And I'm Tim Fleming at AM 1300 KGLO. And I mentioned we were going to talk to Joe this morning. He's on our big ice fishing trip up north this morning. And Joe, you're up and at him early, ready to go this morning.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Let's just make sure the fish are ready for me. You know? we're up here. A little bit of flurry action going on. I don't think we're supposed to get anything measurable, but it's a beautiful winter morning up in Baudette, Minnesota.
Yeah, for people that don't understand what it's all about, you guys get bombarded out to a warmed-up shack and have a full day of fishing today, don't you?
Yeah, yep, we're going to take off after breakfast this morning in a heated bombardier, which is like an old 1950s school bus converted into a snowmobile, if you can picture the skis on the front and the tracks on the back. And we're going out about 10 miles, supposedly. I was talking with one of the guides last night after supper, and that's where they're going to have everything all set up for us, holes drilled, heat's on. Minnows ready to go, and then it's fishing time.
What have they been catching up north?
There's been walleyes. You know, that's the main thing you want to go after is the walleyes. And then there's the sauger, which is like a cousin of the walleyes. There's been some eel pouts coming up. A lot of people on the trip want to catch an eel pout just because they're you know, it's not a fish that we have in Clear Lake or, you know, in our lakes there in North Iowa. And then, you know, there's the football-sized perch that you'll come across every once in a while. But the walleye is the main thing everybody's after.
Wow. How many years have you done this, Joe? You've been up there several years, haven't you?
I've been struggling with that question the whole bus ride up because everybody has asked me that. And I can tell you at least 8, because I know I've been doing this bus trip longer than my kids have been alive. So, but yeah, like 8 or 9 years that we've been doing this trip, and every year it's so much fun. It's, you know, I talk about how you get to meet you know, all these interesting new people on the bus trip. Well, it's becoming more and more. I get to see my fishing friends every year when we come up on the bus trip, and still meet the new people too.
Oh, that's terrific. That is great. And you get great fishing, you get great food, great accommodations, and you get to see our good friends every year up there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it was kind of unique. One of the gentlemen I was talking to at dinner last night said he came up, said, you know, I've got to go. I got to try this out. I always hear Tim and Joe talking about it, and, you know, like we're doing right now. So if you're like that thinking, oh, man, I should do that, plan on it next year. We're not going to send the bus back down this year, but plan on it next year.
Oh, that's outstanding. Hey, Joe, how many are you going to catch today?
Today? I have no idea. If I can do 30 myself, I would say that would be pretty successful. But we'll see. After today, I'll give you a better number of what I can expect to do tomorrow. How's that sound?
That sounds good, but I'm going to hold you to 30. You said it. I'm going to...
I'm throwing numbers out there, and we'll see. Maybe I'm way off, and I'm catching 60. We'll see.
I just wrote 30 on the board. You got 30. Hey, give us some fishing stories tomorrow morning when you touch base, all right?
Will do. Will do. Thanks, Tim.
You bet. Take care, Joe. It's Joe Malone with us this morning. He's on our fishing trip up north. He's in at Baudette, and I'll tell you, that is such a great trip for those guys to make every year. Next year, make it your trip.